Claire Nichols, a song made famous by a singing crab, is causing controversy in America.
It is. The a cappella group, the Princeton Tiger Tones, have just pulled this song from its repertoire.
Now's your moment. Floating in a blue lagoon. Boy, you better do it soon. No time will be better. She don't say a word, and she won't say a word until you kiss the girl.
So this song is Kiss the Girl from The Little Mermaid, and it's been pulled from the repertoire, Michael, because of concerns about consent. So if you remember the movie, Ariel the Mermaid, she's mute, she's traded her voice for the ability to walk on land and be near the Prince Eric, and she'll only get her voice back with a kiss. So Sebastian the Crab is singing this song to try to encourage Eric to lean in and kiss Ariel. Now, Michael, if you look at this song through the lens of Me Too, you might be able to see why there's a bit of controversy. The lyrics include, yes, you want her, look at her, you know you do. It's possible she wants you to. There is one way to ask her. It don't take a word, not a single word. Go on and kiss the girl. So that's the lyrics, and you can see why some people have got concerns over consent there. But it's the way the Tiger Tones have traditionally performed this song, which has got some more people concerned. Basically, the way the Tiger Tones have always done this over the years is they pull a woman up on the stage to dance with. They then pull a man up on the stage. At the end of the song, they try to get the man and woman to kiss on the stage. And in an editorial for the Daily Princetonian, a sophomore, Noah Wallstein, has talked about how uncomfortable this performance has made these women. She says she's seen unwilling girls being subjected to their first kisses on stage. She's seen the awkwardness when the boys' own mothers have been pulled up on the stage. And this story, Michael, has been picked up by media right around the world. The Tiger Tones have temporarily removed the song from their repertoire, and they say they will rework the performance.
Yes, it's not hard to see why that one can't go on. Now, back home, we have a new resident director at the Sydney Theatre Company.
Jessica Arthur is the resident director for 2019, and she's had an incredible rise through the STC. Michael, it's only 3 years since she graduated from NIDA.
I'm so excited. I've worked at the company now since on and off since 2015, but then more permanently since last year. So it's really nice to kind of continue that and get kind of deep into the journey.
What productions will you be working on personally next year?
So next year I'm actually working on Mosquitoes by Lucy Kirkwood, which is the third in a trilogy of plays that STC have been putting on. And it's actually about physics and particle theory. So it looks a lot about the universe and how we work as like humans within it. And then the second show I'm doing with STC is Banging Denmark, which is actually a new play by Van Badham. And it's this hilarious comedy about gender politics.
So that's Jessica Arthur, the new resident director at STC, and a name to keep an eye on, I reckon.
And she was talking to you there on her phone, which brings us to...
Yes, Kanye West has got in trouble, Michael, because you know people still go on their phones at the theatre. It's very rude.
They do. Their faces light up in the dark.
Yes, you can. The actors can see it from the stage, I know. And Kanye West, the singer, was at a recent performance at the Cher show, and this is a new musical on Broadway, and a member of the cast actually tweeted Kanye during the show saying, "Hey, Kanye West, so cool that you're here at the Cher show. If you look up from your cell phone, you'll see we're doing a show up here."
Ouch.
And Kanye, he has apologised for his lack of etiquette, but maybe a lesson for us all there, Michael.
And there's a final story.
Yeah, just before I go, expansion plans for the National Museum in Canberra have been announced. It's going to double the size of the museum by 2030. It'll cost about $226 million. It has not all been funded yet, but we'll keep an eye on that one next year.
Claire Nichols there with Arts News. You're on stage with Michael Cathcart.